welcome to the Content Marketing Academy podcast. It's good to be here today. Thanks very much for taking time out to listen to this episode. I think we've all been in this situation, whether it be on the receiving end or the giving end, where we've either received feedback from someone that we didn't actually ask for or we weren't expecting, or we've given feedback to someone when we really shouldn't have, right? And I've definitely been in both of those situations before, quite recently as well. So I wanted to share with you what I think the rules are, my opinion, but I'm sure there'll be a lot in here that you agree with as well. And it's not a rant. This is really what we use. The rules I'm about to share with you is actually what we used really early on to build a culture within our CMA membership community. Because when you've got hundreds of people communicating with each other in our community, you need to have some, I don't know, you have to have some norms, you have to have some agreement about what feedback is really for. And what I'll go through with you is hopefully it'll make sense, right? And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And I'm sure, like I said, we've all been here on social media, in public, in emails, and all the rest of it. We get feedback, unsolicited feedback, all the time. And I just want everyone to kind of appreciate how they feel, how you feel. How do you feel when you get unsolicited feedback? Right, just think about that for a second. That's how other people feel when you give unsolicited feedback. That should be enough, really, to make us stop it. Right, but we do it anyway because I don't know why we want people to know that we know how to solve a problem, and we definitely shouldn't give feedback unsolicited. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through these sort of three areas that we should be considering, but I want us to focus on the big picture. Right, what is the point of feedback? When you've got a trusted environment and we're ticking all the boxes and we're doing it in the right way, feedback is there to help us all get better. Everyone benefits from feedback if it's done correctly. The person that receives the feedback benefits because they improve. The person who gives the feedback also improves because they've had to read or listen to you or watch something, perhaps, a video maybe, and give you feedback. And that helps the person from a teaching perspective to help you move forward, but they have to be able to articulate their ideas in the right ways, which helps them. And if you're given feedback in a community or in a forum or in a public place, then people watching and listening can also benefit from that feedback too. So feedback has lots and lots of benefits if it's done in the right way. So let's go through this. I've got three sections. We're going to talk about giving feedback, asking for feedback, and receiving feedback, with this main objective, this sort of overarching purpose, which is about self-improvement or everyone improving. So there's sort of like a win-win-win, when it comes to feedback. So let's get stuck into this. So the first thing is giving feedback, right? I've already mentioned this. We've all been there where we've received feedback from someone that's been unsolicited. And we've also all been there as well. We've given feedback to people that's been unsolicited. So I can reflect on this. There's one time that I gave feedback to, so I don't know what compelled me to feel like I was it was my right to give them feedback. And it was an email. It was not nice. I shouldn't have done it. And I still regret it to this day. And I was called out for it as well in private. And I was like, that's, you know, completely fair. I shouldn't have done it. It was unsolicited. And it was not the right time or place to do it. And you learn from these experiences, right? But I'm sure we've all been there. So giving feedback has certain rules to it. And again, it comes back to just thinking about how you feel when you get feedback that's unsolicited. We shouldn't give feedback to people unless it has been explicitly asked for. And we're going to talk about how to ask for feedback in just a sec. So we don't give feedback unless it's asked for, even if, we know the answer and we have the solution to the problem, we don't give it. We don't give that feedback unless it's been explicitly asked for. And if it has been asked for explicitly in the right way, then we'll give it back. We should give it back. And we don't have to justify ourselves when we're given feedback either. So if we are in a position to give feedback and the environment's right for it, then you don't have to kind of like, you know, do the praise sandwich, tell them what's good, tell them what's bad, tell them what's good, and make them feel great about themselves. Just give people the feedback that they're asking for. So I think there's certain rules that apply here, and I think just keep it simple. If feedback hasn't been asked for, just be patient. You know, you could take a note of it perhaps and maybe cover it later when it's more appropriate, but don't give it unless it's been asked for. And don't do this. Don't do, hey, would it be okay if I gave you some feedback on this? That's kind of like the same thing, right? So it's unsolicited. They're not asking for it. So they're the person who you're trying to communicate with and give that feedback to is just not in the right mindset or in the right position emotionally to accept that feedback, right? So you've got to be, even if you know the answer, even if you know the solution to whatever problem or challenge it is that they're having, they're not positioned correctly to receive that feedback, and it'll either fall on deaf ears, or it will just feel. It might come across as quite negative. You know how you feel when you get feedback it's unsolicited. You're just like, look, I didn't ask for this. I don't want it. And it's not. I'm not in the right mindset or frame of mind to accept it. So, I think very simply, just don't give it unless it's been asked for. Which kind of leads us on to the next part, but asking for feedback. So let's say that everything's set correctly and someone has asked for it correctly. That would look like they've explicitly asked for feedback on something. So this is about making sure that these three things work together. The give, the ask, the receive work really, really well together. And that's really important. So when you ask for feedback, don't do something like, hey guys, I've just written this article, I'd love your feedback. Or, hey, I've just published this video, what do you think? Right, because it's too general, it's not specific enough in what feedback you're looking for. So the danger is you get nothing back, but the bigger danger is that you get feedback back from people that you didn't actually want. And again, you're back to what we've covered already, is how that makes you feel. Right, so someone might pick up on grammatical errors or typos when actually you were really saying you really wanted feedback on something more specific. So be explicit and be specific on the feedback that you want. So if you're asking for feedback, say, I've just published this video, I've been working on my jump cuts in my editing process, and I'd really like to get your opinion on, are they too fast? Is it too jumpy? Is it too much? Or maybe it's about lighting. In this, you know, I've just published this video, and I've been working on my lighting for my videos. What do you think? Is it too dark? Is it too patchy? What do you think about the lighting specifically? That's the feedback you're looking for, okay? So that helps people on the other end, the receiving end, who are supposed to give it to you, helps them to focus on the one piece of feedback that you're looking for, and they're able to then articulate their feedback really easily as well and express their opinion. They could say something like, I actually think the lighting is too bright in these areas, or the jump cut's way too fast for me when I'm watching it. I think maybe it'd be best to slow it down, right? So it gets very specific, it gets into the nitty gritty, and it also makes people who are giving feedback, it makes it easy for them, but also gives them permission to give you the feedback as well, which is what they want to do, right? So both of these work really, really well, the giving the feedback and the asking for it. If you can ask for it correctly, then people will give the feedback to you in the best way that they can, and it gives them permission to do it, and everyone improves as a result. So giving and asking, like, so for example, recently I sent out an email. It was an email for something that we're an event that we're putting on, and I got an email back telling me what I could do to improve my email marketing. Right, so I never asked for this feedback, and it was given to me unsolicited, and I'm sure it was given to me with the best intentions, right? That they wanted to be helpful, but it wasn't the right time. You just sit patiently on that. There wasn't a very strong relationship there either, so it wasn't like a trusted relationship. A lot of problems with giving unsolicited feedback, and there's a lot of ways to do it better, I think. So just don't give it. If it's not asked for, it's not your right to do it, and you're not in the position to do it, so you just don't do it. So that's the giving and the asking. And then the final piece of the puzzle, which is the receiving of the feedback. So I guess in general, it's if you ask for it, then you should be expected to receive it, right? So if you, and this is down to your responsibility here, so if you ask for feedback badly, as in, I've just written this article, can I have your feedback, please? And you get like a whole, you know, raft of feedback from people that you're like, oh my God, I didn't want any of this feedback. Then that's kind of your fault for asking a very general sort of ask of people. However, if you're very specific about the feedback that you want, and you say like, I'm working on the titles for these blog articles, I'm not sure if they really make sense for the article, what can I do to make them better for SEO, or something like that. That could be like your question to people, your ask. And they come back with some very specific feedback. Everyone's in a position now to not take offense, right? Because we've opened it up and we've given everyone permission to give their feedback. So if you're on the receiving end of feedback, you're kind of responsible for the question that you asked. If you, and therefore, you shouldn't feel negative or undervalued, or perhaps I don't know what's the word I'm looking for here. You don't feel like you don't feel stupid, basically, with the feedback that you're getting. So I think when you put all of these threes together, the giving, the asking, and the receiving, if we can get all of that working really, really well together, I think it makes for a better atmosphere within our communities. So that could be our private communities, it could be our more public communities like on Facebook or LinkedIn. I think people absolutely love to give you their opinion about something, whether you've asked for it or not. I think the purpose of this podcast episode is for you, the listener, to just get better at all of this. Giving it at the right times when it's explicitly asked for, asking for it better, improving the way that you ask for feedback and who you asked feedback of, and when we're receiving feedback as well, and the way that we receive it. So how do we react to the feedback that we're receiving? And hopefully what that'll do is it'll improve the experience that we have both online and offline in our communities, whether they're private or public communities. And like I said at the very start, the whole purpose of feedback is for us all to improve. So if we can keep that sort of front of mind when we're asking for feedback, it's all about self-improvement, business improvement, getting better at something. That's why we want that feedback. That's why we want to plug that gap so we can improve and develop our skills in whatever area it is that we're asking for feedback on. I hope you've enjoyed this little discussion about feedback. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions. You can share with me perhaps some personal stories about when you've maybe received feedback when you didn't ask for it, or maybe you've been in the same position as me where you've actually given feedback when it wasn't asked for, and how you felt about that. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is chris@cmauk.co.uk. You can grab me on Twitter at chrismar101. I hope you've had an amazing day, and don't forget to be awesome. Thanks again for joining me on the Marketing Academy podcast. If you would like to find out more about content marketing and change the way that your business communicates forever, please visit contentcrashcourse.co.uk for your free 10-day content marketing email course.